This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With a big announcement about cutting the price for insulin. It's a shocker how much they're talking about. And then in the meantime, the Supreme Court deciding student loan debt. There is a doubt over whether or not that will, in fact, be a decision that many of the students who are out in front of the Supreme Court with signs saying cancel student debt will be happy with the ultimate decision. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It is not snowing where I live. It's not snowing. But we do have a weird phenomenon happening in my neighborhood. It is always about the weather or the conditions around you, right? It's called red tide. And so red tide is this weird thing that has happened in the last couple of years, where you have this algae, this toxic algae that makes its way into the waters in the Gulf or in other areas, and it causes problems breathing. You sometimes will be on the beach and you'll see dead fish. And mostly it goes to the south in Sarasota and some of those areas with these blooms. But it's like Anna Maria Island is a place that gets hit, it seems, with it. And a bloom is considered 100,000 red tide forming cells for every 1 liter of water. So what that means is all the people that have come to Florida from Minnesota and Michigan and Ontario and Arkansas and places all over, because that's just a sea of different license plates, who are taking vacations or coming down as snowbirds, are probably disappointed. But usually that bloom goes away, sometimes within a couple of days or a week or whatever. So for everybody who's jealous about the warmer weather, don't be, because there are other things happening in the South and in Florida that are being dealt with, and that's a prime example of it. Meanwhile, in California, they're still talking about the snow, and the snow has affected a lot of people. San Bernardino was a place where normally you wouldn't be talking about snow, but we have listeners there, and I actually was sent a few of those photos, and it was, I have to say, it was pretty wild as somebody who lived in California to see some of these areas that got the dusting of the snow, but the cooler temperatures. Yosemite National Park had to close indefinitely because they're buried in 15 feet of snow. I mean, they're working like the Dickens. There's an old one to trot out for you, too cliche, to try to get it open, but there's so much snow. I mean, you can't have people that are trying to drive through that. It's so many of the areas are just not passable. So I think there's some people that are disappointed, thinking that they were going to be able to get in there, slide in there maybe before the weekend. And maybe they still will be able to open in the next couple of days, but they couldn't open it as soon as they had hoped they would be able to do that, which was on Thursday, because there's just too much snow, too much of it to make it safe for anyone. And imagine how big that is and how many areas you would have to clear. Eli Lilly, wow. What are they reducing the price of insulin to? $35 a month. What patients pay out of their own pockets for the company's insulin? I mean, they did have this kind of policy in place, but lots of people that are diabetic, you know, these diabetes patients, they couldn't afford what just kept getting higher and higher, the prices of these injections. So the announcement is at an interesting time. There's been a lot of pressure on drug companies to rein in this huge profiteering on the backs of people who can barely afford the price of the drugs. So now the price has gone considerably down, where people in some cases were paying hundreds of dollars a month. Now it's capped again, 35 out-of-pocket payments. And so how many people does that hit? I think there'd be a big chunk of people. You got 30 million Americans who have diabetes. More than 7 million of them rely on insulin. And if they don't get insulin, they can die. Or else they can have an amputation or even kidney failure. So, and there's no guarantee even with insulin what will happen to them. So this is a huge news for so many people who were feeling that pressure on what the prices were. You know, they had generics, et cetera, to try to reduce the price. So this is a good thing, good news for some people in having to get these insulin shots. But then is there going to be some kind of regulation to make sure that the company doesn't change its mind eventually and raise the price? You know, insulin is cheaper in other countries because governments negotiate prices directly with drug manufacturers. But in the United States, it's a much, much different story. So this is a life-saving product. And it's sensitive, and it has been sensitive ever since it came about, because there are just people that absolutely rely on this, and like I said, that's big news. That might be the biggest conversation on the day. That and what the Supreme Court is going to do as far as the student loan debt is concerned. When you look at the average, so I'm just saying the average student loan relief. Average, when you've got people that are paying an average to go to school of $42,000 plus, and then having to pay back over $300,000, that was part of the reason that the president wanted to cancel up to $20,000 in student debt for federal borrowers making under $125,000 a year. But there was pushback from Republicans, definitely, and some Democrats, too, by the way, and a lot of lawsuits to try and block it. So this is a big ruling, and it will impact the lives of millions of student loan borrowers, including the 20 million that the White House is saying would have their balances completely wiped out. So some students were probably thinking, oh, you know, I get out, I've got a law degree, I have this degree, I have that degree, and I'm not going to be buried in this debt, because they're thinking, they're crossing their fingers that this is going to go through. And, of course, we know the price of college has gone astronomical since decades ago. It's a much different situation than it used to be. But the oral arguments have been heard, and just based on some of the comments, it's not necessarily looking good that the court is going to rule in favor of wiping out that student debt. You have to wait and see until it actually happens. But if you read the tea leaves and read some of the comments, you know, and it's funny because now, and this is data you can find, but for...
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
America Tonight in our author's corner, Kavika Miles joins us. He's the author of a book called Saga of the Nine Origins. And it's so interesting when you think futuristically, when you think global government. That's a hint. I'm going to let him take us down the trail of how this was all created. But very interesting to see what he's created here. And again, the Saga of the Nine. So thank you for coming on, Kavika.
Thank you. I very appreciate this opportunity.
So let's talk about how this was created. How did you get the motivation to write this? How did you create this?
So it started about, it's been 10 years in the making, more or less. I had the idea when I was listening to one of my favorite bands. They came out with a new album called War, and it just kind of inspired it from there. And it was originally going to be like a rock opera, but it just slowly changed, and as I grew and served in the military and just kind of got perspective from the world, it's just the story kind of changed to that kind of like global government, as you were saying, and just what that would look like as a dystopian future.
So from rock opera to book, tell us about this future that you've created in the book.
Yeah, so I've always loved how Christopher Nolan has told stories with, like, Prestige, the Dark Knight trilogy, and he just bounces back and forth, jumping between times. And so I wanted to kind of take that approach here and like, create a war across time. And kind of in the year 2036, that's the earliest date that this book takes place in. And that's kind of when you start to see the nine, the saga of the nine. That's when you see the nine start to create, like, come to power. And it's how they come to power. So that's in 2036. And then you jump even further in the future into this unknown dystopian future and following another character named Jax. And you just kind of see how the nine are holding on to that power. And so in 2036, you see how Micah failed his country in stopping the nine becoming, coming to power. And then in the future, it's just that ever looming question that all dystopians take. Will the character save the country, save the people from tyranny?
about Jax. What's Jax like?
Jax is just kind of, he's a lowly mill worker, just kind of this blue-collar worker that just is just going through the motions. Like, he's in the masses. He's in the 9-to-5, so to speak. And he kind of just gets forced into this war against his own will just by turning a fate with what happens to some of his friends and family. And he ends up just taking that mindless 9-to-5 behavior and just transforming it into this revolutionary individual.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you talked about Christopher Nolan and liking his filmmaking, which I agree with you. And if you like that and then you use that and you morph that into something different in your book and your experiences shaping this, what was the best part about creating this world for you, creating this book?
I think the best part was just kind of taking an alternative look. Maybe not an alternative, just a different perspective on what the country would look like in the future, and really taking, like, so if we take a moment in our current history and just slightly change it, kind of creating that butterfly effect, what that would look like in the future, and then just bouncing around the timelines within that alternative future or alternative history, so to speak.
Yeah. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
Ultimately, like, I know dystopians, they always have this warning against, like, what the world could look like. Hey, these are just kind of speculative fictions. But ultimately, I just want people to be entertained. I think it's a fun, epic story that I'm trying to create. And, yeah, I just want people to be entertained, more or less.
Perfect. That's a good reason to write a book, so that people get lost in your world and they are entertained. So what's next for you, Kavika, and Saga of the Nine?
So, yeah, Saga of the Nine is what's next is, as the title entails, it's a saga. So I'm thinking it's going to be 4 books. And so I'm currently writing book 2. It could be more than 4. Could be just 3. That's a trilogy, though, so I'm, like, kind of stuck on the 4 or more thing, I feel. But, I'm currently writing book 2. Hopefully it won't take 10 years to write, but that's where I'm currently at, and yeah.
So when you write these books, I'm curious, because a lot of times people will pass things on to friends and others to kind of get their take on it. Did you do that?
I did that. Kind of. I had a lot of friends that were really supportive, but then they just want to get back to me and just they have their own lives. I didn't want to pressure into anything. So I just really found a good editor and the one that I trusted, and we went back and forth with that. And then I did get some beta readers eventually, but for the most part, I found that good editor that I really trusted and collaborated with her on a number of different things. And so, and that took probably 6, 7, 8 different back and forths.
Yeah, to get it right. So, you know, you mentioned in the beginning how it took the 10 years, and you talked about the military service and whatnot. Did you ever think that you would end up creating this, coming up with this idea, putting it out there, then being in the middle of a second book and creating who knows how many in the end, 4 books or even more?
Yeah, I just have a crazy imagination that just does its own thing. So I never really thought, I wrote this a while ago as kind of like a rock opera, then turned into a book, and it was like movie screenplay. And so it was just kind of simmering for a long time. I never thought I would have the time to do it, but then at some point, I think it was like 2 years ago, I realized, you know, you got to make the time and carve it out within your schedule if you really want it to get done. And I started writing it, rewriting it, and that's when I was like, oh, this could be really good. I'm going to change some things up and kind of retake that approach. And once I made that decision, it was just kind of go for it.
Yeah, you had the green light. All right, so entertaining for sure. Kavika Miles, Saga of the Nine Origins. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Continued success and good luck on the series of books.
Thank you so much, Kate.
All right, so it's interesting, you know, his mind and imagination and talking about a novel. I'm actually working on a novel right now. It's one that I've been working on for 10 years. So I know what that's like. Even though I've published 5 books now, this would be the first novel. And I have, you know, gone to friends and had them read things. And then they get excited and they'll say, oh, what about adding this? And what about adding that? And so it's kind of fun to do for sure. And I've mentioned this before, but I'm on a hard deadline for Invade the Man Cave. So that's being updated. There was a lot of people that were interested in Man Cave, which, of course, is all these sports stories that you really can't find in any book. That's why I wrote that, because I would just see these, frankly, boring encyclopedias that were great for stats, and I have them, like the ESPN Bible, basically, of every stat you can imagine, but they didn't have a lot of stories in them, so that's why I did Man Cave originally, and of course we have a Man Cave segment on this show, so I'm very, very excited about that, and I sent some stuff out to some friends, and one of them said, oh, if Tom Brady becomes a comedian, are you going to put that in there? No. We can talk about all the other stuff, because I just don't see him really taking off as a comedian, just saying. Hey, coming up on the show, a couple of other authors that we're going to introduce you to, including Claudette Betty, her book, Healing from Personal Trauma. Wait till you hear her story and what's happened and how her life has changed and why she wants to help so many people. And sometimes we'll just flat out give her book out. And then speaking of helping, Rakshan Syed joins us as well. And her book is Embolden Women, Unapologetically Me, and her book is about influencing and inspiring women and girls, especially to break the barrier of whatever societal norms dictate, and even though the goal line has been moved, there's still so much out there that you have obstacles. How do you have those conversations? How do you move up the ladder? And the focus of the book is really to encourage women to value their skills and their voice while building their future, because that's absolutely what she did. So you don't want to miss that conversation. I think it's very powerful too as well. In fact, both of them have powerful, interesting stories and both have that heart of wanting to share. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Unsure what the balance held, I touched my belly.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
But now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell stated he will remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden has informed House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could affect effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show. She's in our virtual green room, Claudette Betty. The book is called Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings, and she understands about this. She was in the middle of this. She talks about identifying traumas and how important that is in helping people identifying them and what a big, big, big difference that is. She worked in the psych arena and now in detox. And like I said, she certainly knows what she's talking about. Claudette, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me the road to writing this book. What was the motivation? Why'd you write it?
I wrote it because I noticed a difference. I was like 15 years in therapy. And after about 10 years of being in therapy, I noticed a difference in my behavior, my thinking, and my emotions. And I said, wow, you know, I think I'm starting to heal here. It's like I wrote an article about healing from traumatic child issues to become a different person, a healed person. And that you know, really affected me. And I said, sure, I got to share that with people and let them know that they don't have to live in that traumatic state the rest of their life, that they can heal, but it takes a lot of work, and it was for me. And I have become a different person, you know, a transformed person.
Yeah, which is wonderful. And as you said, it takes a lot of work. You and I talked off the air, and you told me it's like a ton of bricks were lifted from you, and what a difference. You knew what it was. So, you know, in the title of your book, you say New Beginnings. So tell us more about the book and what people will learn.
Well, you know, they will learn basically where I work. I mean, I do a lot of admissions. And what I discovered was that a lot of these clients that I admitted didn't even realize they had been traumatized, because it was like a normal thing. They came from a dysfunctional family, and they just figured everybody was like that. And I did, too. I hung around with all people that had mental illness, or, you know, parents were alcoholics and that, because it was familiar to me. And I'd like to get people to understand what traumatic events, how it affects the body, mind, emotions, and ultimately one's behavior. So I wanted to share what I learned and how I changed to become a transformed woman from a traumatic child.
So you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, of course. Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings. We're speaking with Claudette Betty. Give us a little bit about, share with us, if you would, a little bit of how do you make that change. And, of course, people have to get the book, and they'll be able to go deeper. But give us a few tools or what works.
Well, number one is counseling.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, you know. But they learn the skills, you know, as you know, basically as a registered nurse and working in the medical field. I mean, I'm a holistic nurse, so I share alternative methods of healing. I'm a Reiki master and a shaman, so I share that, and I explain how I heal the different stages. Basically, what I needed to do, and was very hard, was to change. Because when you grow up in a dysfunctional home, you're getting dysfunctional negative thoughts, irrational beliefs, and, you know, it affects your emotions and your behavior. So I had to change. It took a long time for me to change my negative thoughts and my irrational beliefs. There are 12 irrational beliefs, and I had every one of them.
Wow.
So I have to change that, and it takes time. You know what? When I started to change my behaviors and my thinking, I felt like I was going to jump. I was jumping off a cliff, and I didn't know if I would land in the water or on rocks. That's how fearful it was, because the skills that I learned to survive worked for me. And I was scared. I mean, if I give up these, you know, survival skills, I mean, what's going to happen to me? How am I going to live? So that was the hardest part, really, for me, changing my thoughts and my beliefs, because of the fear of not being able to survive. I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Boy, you know, it's, you think about irrational beliefs, and I guarantee there's so many people, they think it's their fault, they're not good enough. There's just so many things, I believe you're so right on that people carry around in their head, and it becomes, as you said, it's your armor. It becomes part of your armor. So it's got to be very hard to shed that, right?
Yeah, my therapist told me that I had Academy Award survival skills. She didn't know how the hell I came up with those.
But you had them, right? Yes.
I mean, basically, I could dissociate whenever I felt any kind of emotional pain. I could just go away. And it took a long time for me not to do that. Scary.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, disassociation, I think that's way more common than people realize.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it unbeknownst to them, you know?
Yeah, unconsciously, yeah, it just happens. Like, okay, I'm not dealing, I'm just disassociating, and the other people they're dealing with have no idea.
No.
Wow.
And I mean,
powerful.
There are so many of my clients that have been sexually abused, you know, just going through traumas, and don't, they use drugs because they don't know any other way. So I tell you, I give my book away to the clients that come in that are motivated. Only if they're motivated, I'll give them the book. And they come up and they say they can't believe I went through that. And I look as well, because I'm 86. And they everybody says I look 60. But that's because I got rid of my garbage can, you know?
Right. Right. You got to get, you got to take out the garbage. I love that analogy. Yeah. So when people, and you're saying it really throughout this, when people read your book, Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings, what do you hope they take away?
I hope that they take away some coping skills that will help them to heal and to not use drugs and alcohol and all this stuff that they take to numb. They're basically, you're all trying to numb their emotions and their feelings. So they'll use the drug and alcohol because they don't know any other way. So that's basically what I want to share with them. There is an alternative way to deal with emotions and to change your behavior. Basically, the big thing is to change the behavior because it's so common. And it doesn't, a lot of it is just not effective, you know? So they start with changing negative thoughts, changing irrational beliefs. Their emotions, they'll be able to handle the emotions with better coping skills, and then they'll change your behavior. So it's just a matter of making all those changes. And it takes work. It takes a long time.
But you said it at the top of this, after you did that, what was life like for you?
Oh, God. I got remarried to a wonderful man. I have a really good marriage. I'm a better educator. I'm a better counselor, you know, because I experience all these things. So I can share some skills with my clients, with people, you know, my family. My daughter is a recovering alcoholic. It took a long time for me to get her to understand that she needed help, number one, that she needed to make changes in her life, number two, and to continue, you know, on the positive path that she developed. She had been in different recovery places, too. So, like I say, it's just a lot of work. You got to be willing to do it, you know. And, my therapist took me to Antigua to work with prestigious therapists from around the country. And let me tell you, I had panic attacks. I dissociated, you name it, and cried because I had three suicides in my family. So I needed to let go of the grief that I felt because I never did. I didn't know how to do that. So they allowed me to do it, and they held me, let me cry, you know, helped me to work through it. And I was a different person after I came home from that experience. It was a week intensive therapy. And that really changed. Yeah, it really made a difference in my life, yeah.
Wow. Well, you give people hope. I love that. Claudette, Betty, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me. Thank you so much.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To this author is such a talented woman, and we welcome her to America tonight. Boy, in our off-air conversation, I was thinking about this. You know, she got a law degree, interior designer, moved on to technology, really, really has pushed the envelope and more. And her book is called Embolden Woman. Think about that. Embolden Woman, Unapologetically Me. Of course, you get the book on Amazon, Apple, Google, Ingram, Spark, all those great places. And she's got a website, too. I'll throw it out at the beginning, emboldenwomen.com. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me here, Kate. It's so good to be here.
So you are an emboldened woman, and like the title of your book, Emboldened Woman, you're trying to do that. Let's talk about your path and why you wrote the book. What motivated you to write the book?
So the main reason I wrote this book is since I was a little girl, I've always had this passion for gender equality. And the way I was raised by my father was there was no difference between a boy, girl, or man, woman, and that's what I saw around me. But then when I started growing up, I started to realize a lot of the world doesn't really see it that way. And that's why I've always had this itch to do something for the women, for the girls, and I'm very passionate about gender equality, girls' education, and women being at every seat at every table. So that's what kind of inspired me to want to write the book. I had all this stuff in my mind, and I thought, what is the best way to communicate this to the rest of the world globally? So that's what started my journey to write the book. And my book is about influencing and inspiring women and girls to learn to break the barriers of the so-called society norms and teach them how to live their life on their own terms without any inhibition, right, with full courage and confidence, not being controlled by others' mindsets, but having the power to deal with their own consequences instead of someone else driving them.
I love that. So dealing your own destiny. And And tell us more. That's great. You told us a little bit about the book there by saying that. How do you break those barriers, those norms? And, of course, they can get the book and they'll be able to go really deep on this. But give us a little bit of some of the tools that you say that can help with confidence, et cetera.
Yeah, so my book, I have broken them into different chapters. Like, it starts with the first chapter where you start to analyze yourself, focus on your own mind of understanding your own subconscious biases, dealing with emotional intelligence, how you see people in front of you, understanding the subtle messages that people pass around for women. A lot of the time, women are not even fully aware of when they're getting discriminated or when they're not being given that equal opportunity, right? So my first chapter is all about opening the minds. And then from there, I get into the thought process of, it's always easy to fight one or two people, right? Fighting a mind is easier than fighting the mindset. Then I get into explaining, how do you really deal with the mindsets? And I use a lot of real-world examples of myself, my siblings, some friends or people in the community have worked with, and how they have kind of broken the barrier. So you get some tools in that. And each chapter has like a problem statement of what we need to look for. And then I explain the action and how we can be the fighters instead of the victims. And then how you can master those techniques. That's my pattern in each chapter. And I focus on work-life balance, on self-efficacy, confidence, courage, empowering and uplifting women. So that's how the chapters weave in. There's a chapter that focuses on how to maximize your opportunity with every failure, right? Failing is not bad, but how you learn from the failure and move on in life, I hope focus on that, which is not just for women, even for men, but heavily focused on why society is failing women, how society can get better at that with that agile mindset, have that concept in there. And then I also talk about the talents, the strengths, the power of education for women, why it is so important, and all different ways how different people in different parts of the world fight for that basic right to get educated. And sometimes we who are in discomfort zone take it for granted, but there is a lot we can do as women to support one another, help empower and enable each other. And that's where each chapter focuses, not just on you, but how can you be a better support system for others? And you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a well-known public figure to help another woman. There's always people around us who are examples of that, and we can be that as well.
Oh, I love that. So well said. So you have this great father who, it doesn't matter, man, woman, boy, girl, I mean, yay, what a great atmosphere to grow up in, and one where he really allowed you to be you. So you take that and then you go out into the world, and you said it at the beginning. What was it like for you in the beginning? Tell us your personal journey.
So I come from India, and I moved to United States when I was 21. So growing up in India, like I was like growing up in 80s, 90s India as a little child, I was always of the opinion that men and women are equal just because that's how my family was. Like, my dad never discriminated, my mom never did. But then I started to realize, as I started to become a teenager and a woman, wow, the world's not as easy as it used to be when I was a little girl, just because I didn't see a lot of things coming. And then when I moved to United States is when I realized, no matter which part of the world you are in, the problems facing women are universal. There is different subtleties in how you're discriminated or given the back seat. And that has been my goal, is don't shy away from having the conversation when you see that somebody is pushing you around or, you know, not letting you be who you are. And to me, my journey started when I was 8. I remember reading in a newspaper one time, women being burnt on for dowry. That's when I told my dad, it just bothers me. What do I do about it? And my father's words were, you can change the world only if you have ability and knowledge to do so. And that stayed with me all my life. I think that was when my journey of this whole empowerment started. Is, first of all, I need to have that empowerment for myself, and I need to live the life unapologetically if I want to influence and enhance other women. And since, as a little girl growing up, I think that's been part of my subconscious mind, is always to be unapologetic for who I am, live the life authentically. That authenticity is very important for us women. And I feel like my whole journey has been that, be it growing up in India, going to school, participating in different competitions. Debate was my major focal point as I was growing up, because I felt like I'm always having my voice. That belief in your voice is how I've grown up all my life. And then when I moved here to United States, I realized, wow, it's not the same. And then me, I'm a woman
of color wearing a hijab. I started my work in a very male-dominant industry. And I started to realize things that I didn't think were easy all the time for women to deal with. But for me, it's all about having the conversation. Instead of feeling victimized or instead of taking a backseat, open up yourself to have and challenge the people and have the conversation. So all my career of 25 years, I have always seeked out opportunities for myself. I have not shied away to have a conversation when I feel like something is not right. And I always tell women, go with your gut instinct. If something is wrong in your gut, you know something is wrong. Don't believe that you have to pretend and just go along with things. So that's how my life journey has been, be it in personal life or professional life. Being unapologetically who I am, not that I don't want to apologize if I make a mistake, but the point is, accept me for who I am. I don't need to change for me, for my authentic self, to please and appease to the world. And that's how I lead my life, and that's how I'm growing my daughter. And I like to always influence women to think, to always respect their own authenticity.
Wow. So as we sum this up and talk about your book, and I mentioned at the beginning that Embolden Women Unapologetically Me, that you can get it. You can go to the website, emboldenwomen.com. You can go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes & Noble, all of that. And you're saying it, you're weaving this, Roshan, in the conversation, but what do you hope that people take away from reading your book, women take away from reading your book?
Number one thing is not to shy away from conversation. Amplifying the voice of women in all aspects of life and have a strong will to make decisions for themselves. And then I'm also wanting to convince the women that education and self-sufficiency is very important. When you take away the dependency on others, you take away the control from them and you have full independence to live your life, for which the two important things are education and self-reliance or self-sufficiency. And that's what my whole book is about, is having the power in your own hand, the destiny in your own hand. And I think that's what I want women and girls who read my book to get from this, is that whole value of your own empowerment. It's in your own hands. But to do that, you need to really focus on your education, your self-reliance. But also there are a lot of tools I talk in the book about how you build your diversity, your inclusion, your subconscious mind assessment, as well as how you really understand people in front of you, leveraging some emotional intelligence tactics so that you know who you're dealing with and how you deal with them. So it's all about reaching those voices in your mind and making sure that you're really having a good influence on yourself, but also on others around you, and be able to enhance and uplift one another.
Perfect place to end this. Roshan Syed, thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.